Follow us on Facebook or tweet us a message at U105 Radio.
Yes, good morning. Busy programme between now and 12 noon. But first of all, let's go back up to the northwest. As we've been hearing in the news, over 50 people were evacuated from their homes in Derry overnight as police investigated reports of a loud bang heard in the area. The noise was reported in the Waterside area of Londonderry around about 5 o'clock yesterday afternoon. An unconfirmed report say the bang came from the Spencer Road area. I want to speak to the MP for the area, Gregory Campbell. Gregory, good morning.
Morning, Frank.
Hey, well, what's the latest that you have on this explosion, Gregory?
Well, it still seems to be a bit uncertain, Frank. I spoke with senior police officers last night, and initially, you know, there was complete uncertainty because obviously when reports of an explosion are made, one of the first things that happen is either that an ambulance or the police or possibly fire or maybe all three are called. None of that happened. So it doesn't appear that anyone was injured. They had to then try and track down in darkness where the noise emanated from. They seem now to have come down to the sort of Spencer Road area on the water side and housing that is very close to that. Now, initially, again, there were talk of gas cylinders either going off accidentally, but more and more overnight, I think people are moving towards the fact that, number one, there appears to have been masked men in the area. There also appear to have been police who were in the area as well. And it may prove to have been a possible attempted attack on the police, but that is not confirmed as yet.
How concerned are the police about their safety, especially when you consider the Waterside area?
Well, again, like most places in Northern Ireland, you know, Londonderry and the Waterside has taken off an air of normality in recent months, and in fact, in the past few years, when incidents like this have not been the norm, they simply haven't been happening in recent times. But nonetheless, the dissonance, and we don't know, you know, I have to keep stressing, we simply don't know, A, what has happened, and B, who is responsible if it is a possible terrorist attack. But if it transpires that it was a dissident attack on the police, they have been up in the ante in recent months. There's no doubt about that in different parts of Northern Ireland. For example, North Belfast last weekend with an off-duty soldier. And on a number of occasions in recent months in the Londonderry area, they have been attempting to either plant small devices at the UK City of Culture offices or carry out other incidents that would serve to undermine the whole process that all the rest of us are trying to promote.
And how worried are you on the countdown to 2013?
Well, if this sort of incident, if it transpires to be what some people think it was, and which hopefully by lunchtime we will know one way or the other it is, if that keeps occurring, then, you know, I think people are going to be very concerned. But I think the wider community have a responsibility. And I say this each time, Frank, this happens. The police have a responsibility to try and apprehend those who carry out actions if these actions are the work of dissidents. But the wider community have a wider responsibility because it is their information that is translated into evidence that the police present to the prosecution service and bring people before courts. But let's see what the next few hours bring, and let's see if this is an attack on the police. And if it is, then the wider community have to stand up to that. There can be no hiding place. All of us, every political representative, every section of the community have to decide, is it either this way, are we going back to the way it was, or are we going to go forward now? Which is it? And everybody's going to have to make their mark, and they're going to have to say, this is what I believe. And if that requires a united community response, then there has to be that.
And all avenues are open to investigation in the meantime, considering it was in the Waterside area. People presume it may be dissident activity, but there could be activity ongoing from other terrorist organisations.
Well, there could, and you know that's why I think it's important that the next few hours of daylight and investigation by the police are allowed to take place. And then, hopefully, in the course of today, we should be in a better position to know what exactly it was that happened, and then who the police believe were responsible for whatever happened. At that stage, I think then the community has to speak with a very, very definitive voice, whoever was responsible.
Gregory Campbell, thanks for your time this morning. Thank you. That's the MP for the area, Gregory Campbell. And if you're planning on going up to the city at the moment, the areas around Spencer Road, Fountain Hill and minor roads adjacent to Fountain Hill, they're all closed off at the moment. You can expect some delays there on the water side. It's 12 minutes past nine. Good morning to you. It's Frank Mitchell here on U105 through until 12 noon. Busy programme as always. One of the questions we'll ask this morning, are breastfed babies less well behaved than those on the bottle? Apparently so. Also in the baby world, why are so many parents still afraid of immunisation? The countdown's on to the marathon. Are you preparing for it? And what was the worst gift you've ever received? Oddest, craziest, daftest gift? You can let us know. 9 to noon, 90 333 105, 077 66 105 105.